Within the next couple of years, the timber wolf is almost certain to be taken off the endangered species list. There are now more than 2,000 wolves in the continental U.S., most of them in Minnesota. But the success has brought new problems. State officials in the upper Midwest are starting to discuss how to control the size of the wolf population. They have to decide whether to continue to protect the wolves, as they have in the past, or to allow a limited wolf hunting season. From Minnesota Public Radio, Catherine Winter reports.
Biologists say wolves have made a comeback largely because people's attitudes have changed. Until the late 1960s, many states offered bounties to people who killed wolves. Eventually, the only wolves left in the lower 48 states were in northern Minnesota. Today, wolves are a tourist attraction. People come from around the world to the little town of Ely, Minnesota, not far from the Canadian border, in hopes of catching a glimpse of a wolf or hearing a wolf howl. At the International Wolf Center in Ely, two captive wolves growl and snap at each other in their outdoor pen. Inside, delighted visitors watch from a big window. The gift shop at the center sells sweatshirts and mugs with pictures of wolves, posters of wolves howling, necklaces with wolf pendants. You can even take a trip into the woods at night with a naturalist to howl into the darkness in hopes that wolves will howl back. Sometimes, as on this night, the wolves don't respond. But it's not unusual to hear wolves howling in northern Minnesota anymore. Since the wolf went on the endangered species list in 1974, its numbers have been growing. Wolves in Minnesota are now classified as threatened. That means they're still protected under the Endangered Species Act, but they're not considered to be in imminent danger of extinction. Wildlife biologist Bill Berg, with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, says wolves have spread from Minnesota into Wisconsin and Michigan.
A lot of the areas that we have wolves in the state today, and 20 years ago, we would have all said that there would never be wolves living there because there were too many roads, too many blacktop highways, too many people, and just not enough blocks of habitat. And the wolves, as they've expanded their range, have moved into areas just that we never thought wolves could ever colonize and remain in.
When wolves were listed as an endangered species, biologists came up with a recovery plan. It said the wolf could come off the list when there were about 1,400 wolves in Minnesota and another 100 in Michigan and Wisconsin. Berg says that goal was reached in 1994. He says there are at least 2,000 wolves in Minnesota now. If those numbers hold for a few more years, the wolf could come off the endangered species list. Once the wolf loses federal protection, individual states will decide how to manage wolves. Berg says in Minnesota, that may mean a hunting season on wolves.
We have more wolves than a lot of other species in the state that we have regulated hunting and trapping on. My personal belief is that there's a place in the state to have regulated hunting and trapping of wolves.
But Berg says he's not sure the public would accept hunting of wolves. Environmentalists such as Carlin Berg, who isn't related to Bill Berg, vehemently oppose hunting and trapping.
All of a sudden, the state figures they have bonanza. Wow, we hit a big number. Now we can sport trap them again. You think, oh, is that what the Endangered Species Act is about? Producing a population that now you can, you know, harvest? I mean, it's like farming. Were we farming wolves for 20 years?
But Carlin Berg acknowledges that the state will have to control where wolves live somehow to keep them from killing pets and livestock. David Radiach's cows stare at him as he walks in their frozen pasture. Radiach's northern Minnesota farm is surrounded by forest, and he loses calves to wolves every year.
And it doesn't take long before you lose a little bit here and a little bit there, and it's a bad year.
When wolves attack, Radiach calls the Federal Animal Damage Control Program, and an officer comes out to trap the problem wolves. Radiach hopes when the federal government gets out of the wolf control business, the state will pay for a similar program. Radiach doesn't hate wolves, but he says if the government doesn't control them, he'll learn to set traps.
Maybe the protection that the wolves are under right now will change, and maybe a sports season will help. I guess what I'd like to see is some preventative trapping on the farm here. I think that would be money more well spent than the way it is right now.
The state will pay farmers $400 per cow if they can prove it was killed by a wolf. Farmers say that's hard to prove because wolves often drag carcasses deep into the forest, destroying the evidence. And often, a cow is worth more than $400. Many farmers are angry that they're not allowed to shoot wolves, even if they see them near livestock. Harold Weiss raises registered Angus in Pine River, Minnesota. He testified at a legislative hearing last year.
Wolves, to me, is just like a cancer. Once you get them started, you're infected. And there's no cure unless you thin it out a little or treat it.
Some environmentalists argue that that point of view is the reason federal protection should not be lifted. And Nina Fascione, with Defenders of Wildlife, says her group isn't convinced wolves are out of danger of extinction in the United States. She says disease could sweep through the Great Lakes states and wipe out wolves. Fascione says the U.S. should have a second group of wolves in another region before they come off the endangered species list.
The eastern timber wolf, really, even though it's making a comeback in Minnesota, still exists in only 3% of its former range. And part of the criteria for recovery for a species is that the animal is recovered in as much of its former range as possible. And you've got vast wilderness in the Northeast, in the Adirondack Park and elsewhere in the North Woods in Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont, that are probably very capable of sustaining healthy wolf populations.
Fascione acknowledges it's not possible to bring wolves back everywhere they once lived, since historically they lived throughout North America. Defenders of Wildlife is pushing for reintroduction of wolves to Adirondack Park in New York. But many state and federal biologists say the wolf has recovered enough to justify lifting federal protection. Bill Berg, with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, says the Endangered Species Act has done its job.
There are just so many other species that should be on that list. And getting the benefits of the Endangered Species Act funding, for example, and publicity. And it's really time to take the wolf off. The wolf doesn't need it anymore.
Some states are beginning to hold hearings to gauge public sentiment about wolves. Feelings run high on both sides of the issue throughout timber wolf country. Some hunters and farmers will shoot wolves on sight. Some environmentalists think wolves should be left alone entirely, that people shouldn't even howl at them. State officials say they doubt they'll be able to come up with a plan to manage wolves that pleases everyone. For National Public Radio, I'm Catherine Winter.